There's a famous medrash in this week's parsha. Vayibo Esahi, and it wasn't that time. Reb Shmuel Bar Nachman Pasach. Reb Shmuel Bar Nachman starts off with the pasuk Ki Anochi Yadati Es Machshavet Hakadosh Baruch Hu knows the machshava of every person. Shvatim Hayasukim Bemechirasa Shel Yosef. The Shvatim, they were Oisik, they were busy with the mechira of Yosef Hatzadik. Yosef Hayasuk Besaka Betanisa. Yosef Hatzadik was busy in Saka v'tanisi, was just sold down by his brothers to Mitzrayim. Ruvain, haya osuk b'saka v'tanisi. Ruvain, because he moved the beds, he was in avelos, he felt bad. He was also osuk b'saka v'tanisi. Yaakov Avinu, haya osuk b'saka v'tanisi. Yaakov Avinu was busy b'saka v'tanisi. He just lost his son Yosef. V'Yehuda, haya osuk likach le'isha. Yehuda was busy going to find a wife. Va'kodesh Baruch Hu, what was HaKodesh Baruch Hu doing in that time? Hoya Oisek Boire Orish HaMashiach. HaKodesh Baruch Hu was busy at that time creating the lights of Mashiach. What is the pshat in this medrash? Seemingly, there are so many different events that are going on over here which seem have no connection. Ruvain is mourning because he moved the beds. Yosef HaTzadik is being sold by his brother. Yudah is going to find a wife. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating the lights of Mashiach. Where's the connection? The pshat is that when we go through our life, there are many things in our life that we don't see that have any connection. There's so many things that go on we can't understand. And the Medrash is teaching us, even though on the surface, things don't seem like they have any connection. There's a master plan. These are pieces of all the puzzle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was using to create the lights of Mashiach. And this is our bitachon that we need. When things go on in our life that we can't understand, when things are difficult, when we get slapped with a nisayon, we have to recognize that these are all the pieces of the puzzle that are necessary for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are necessary to create the lights of Mashiach. There's a similar thing we see in last week's parsha. And last week we find that Dina, unfortunately, was taken by Shechem. And Kinevola Asabi Yisrael, there was a terrible disgrace that happened to Klal Yisrael. The Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar says that Dina became pregnant. And she gave birth to a little baby girl. And her name was Asnas. And he says that Yaakov Avinu took this baby and wrote a kameya, wrote an amulet, that she was the granddaughter of Yaakov Avinu. And the Pirkei de Reza says that Malach Gavriel came and took her and brought her down to Mitzrayim and gave her to the hands of Ashes Potiphar, who was an Akara, she was never able to have children, and she was raised in Mitzrayim. An amazing thing you see from here. Way before Yosef HaTzadik was being sold down to Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was preparing his shidduch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was preparing for Yosef HaTzadik. Who is he going to marry when he's in Mitzrayim? And when he got there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had already prepared a granddaughter of Yaakov Avinu, someone from his mishpacha that he should be able to get married to raise a Yiddish mishpacha. How an amazing thing we see, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu seemingly looks like Dina was defiled and look what happened. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was preparing a shidduch for Yosef HaTzadik. We're coming to light the Neiris on Sunday night, Amir Tzah Hashem. You know, the Chashmonaim could have thought, I don't have oil for 8 days. Why should I even start? But they said, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to light. And if I light, that's my job. That's my job. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of me. And he will light. He can make it lit for 8 days. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Siyata Deshmaya to continue just to light. Just put our right foot forward. And with that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us Siyata Deshmaya and he will take it all the way. Have a wonderful Shabbos and a lichtige Chanukah.